For the past decade, Austin Badon has officially represented New Orleans East's District 100 in the state legislature. But he's unofficially been a local tour guide for a lot longer.
Pretty much been in New Orleans East most of my whole life.
Badon steers his red Humvee from his office parking lot onto Bullard Avenue. His local tour has come to include some new sites over the past 10 years.
We are headed south. We're headed to the Orleans-St. Bernard Parish border. We're going to take a look at some of the wetlands that were greatly damaged. And the interesting point about these wetlands is the silhouette in the city is right there.
Badon hops out of his car at a spot he knows well. From where he stands, the Superdome is a straight shot across Bayou Bienvenue. He fished near here with his dad as a kid. Now he takes his kayak out to the same spot and explores the changing landscape.
The grasses have all gone, so all of these grasses help with storm protection. They curtail the wind, they block the wind, they stop the water from moving in, and you know, the land was all out here. And now it's gone.
Badon has watched as his favorite local swamp has gradually become open water. He's trying to get his constituents, even if they don't make the short drive to St. Bernard, to care. But he says for many, it's out of sight, out of mind.
We're close to the coast, but yet we're not on the coast. And we can't relate to Morgan City or Houma or Grand Isle because a lot of people in New Orleans have never even been to those locations. They have not seen the water up to the doorsteps. They haven't seen it firsthand.
But Badon says he's determined to be part of the conversation on coastal issues, even though his community has a new levee. He knows human engineering might not be enough as the nearby marshland turns into a bay.
The Gulf of Mexico is going to inundate coastal communities, fishing communities, and other communities along the coast. And it's going to be at our doorstep in the near future.
At a June press conference marking the opening of hurricane season, Badon joined other state legislators and local and national environmental agencies to discuss coastal erosion.
We know what's going on. We have an opportunity to address it and to curtail this problem. So I will offer my fullest cooperation and whatever I can do, and I'm just glad to be here to address this issue. Thank you.
Badon's also made a point of using his votes in Baton Rouge to show solidarity with his coastal colleagues.
You know, when I talk to my friends in the legislature who are along the coastal communities, they have a real concern that their home is not going to be there in the next decade or two. They have a real concern that they're not going to have anything to leave to their children or to their grandchildren, and I understand it. I appreciate it.
Badon's house had water up to the level of a kitchen countertop after Katrina. He remembers somebody driving a boat down one of the main streets near his office. As Badon watches other coastal residents contemplate the future of their homes, he empathizes.
9 years ago when Katrina came, there was a real question as to whether this city would continue to exist. And there were a lot of people around the country who said, you know, how can you live there? You know, look at what happened. Why would you want to live there?
Badon has an answer for that question. Home is a powerful thing, and he wants his constituents to not be complacent about Louisiana's dynamic coast. It may not be at their driveways, but it could be just around the corner. For WWNO, I'm Jesse Hardman.